This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music. Koto, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 169 of The Joy of Classical Music. This week I'm broadcasting from the intersection of classical and jazz, and on today's menu is a selection of jazz-influenced classical works and a classically-influenced jazz work. And then there's something else altogether. Classically trained composers have always drawn upon the sounds and rhythms of the wider world around them, and with the arrival of jazz came a new and vibrant harmonic and rhythmic musical language that both challenged and expanded the traditions of art music. In this episode, we'll be exploring the influence of jazz on two composers, Igor Stravinsky and Nikolai Kapustin, and the influence that formal art music styles have had on jazz, and that's this week's featured work, Duke Ellington's Black, Brown and Beige. Then there's Miles Davis and a modern classical jazz fusion reimagining of his 1971 jazz rock fusion work, Severed. From their 2024 album Kapustin, Piano Concertos No. 2 and 6 and Other Piano Works, we opened with Frank Dupree and the SWR Big Band performing Nikolai Kapustin's Toccata. Ukrainian-born Kapustin trained at the Moscow Conservatory, and while he spent his days immersed in rigorous classical technique, he devoted his nights to the jazz being broadcast across the Iron Curtain by a somewhat forbidden Voice of America. Assuming the path laid out for him as a touring classical virtuoso, he joined the Oleg Lundstrom State Jazz Orchestra and over the next decade learned the ins and outs of big band arrangement while honing a wholly individual sound and style. Despite his unconventional path, his compositional prowess spoke for itself, and in 1980, he was accepted into the powerful Union of Soviet Composers. While there's no mistaking the jazz influence in his work, he dismissed any suggestion that he was a jazz musician. At heart, he was forever and always a classical composer whose works were meant to be performed exactly as notated and without improvisation. I'll be playing more from Kapustin later, but first it's Igor Stravinsky, who made no bones about his love for American popular music styles and the vitality, colour and expressive economy of jazz. A blend of classical avant-garde and swing-era instrumentation, Stravinsky's Ebony Concerto is a 1945 work that was written for Woody Herman's Big Band. And from 1965, here's the man himself conducting Benny Goodman and the Columbia Jazz Ensemble. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kapustin, who died in 2020, composed 161 works over the course of his career, and while his American-influenced music should have been problematic in the tightly controlled Soviet world, he was accepted because he presented jazz through the language of serious classical composition rather than as a rejection of Soviet musical values. From his 2024 album, Kapustin, 8 Concert Etudes, Piano Sonata No. 6, and other works, here's pianist Marc-André Hamelin performing Kapustin's 8 Concert Etudes, a work that states, it's neither jazz nor classical, it's both, and why not?
Thank you.
Milestones, the new album by violinist-conductor Hugo Ticciati and his O Modern Chamber Orchestra, explores the music of Joshuan Dupré, Igor Stravinsky and Miles Davis, and finds that despite living centuries apart, all three composers shared the same restless desire to reinvent what music could be. Civid, which is Davis spelled backwards, is a 1971 work by Miles Davis that explains the exploratory inside-out spirit of his electric period. And with their own very unique interpretation, here's Hugo Ticciati and his O Modern Chamber Orchestra. Thank you. In 1942, Duke Ellington's Black, Brown and Beige was an ambitious attempt to place the history and experience of African Americans within the tradition of symphonic concert music. Performed for the first time at Carnegie Hall in January 1943, it was received cautiously, with many critics feeling that Ellington's retooling of jazz as high art was laudable but misguided. Gunther Schuller, the man who would later transform jazz in the early 1950s with his third stream concept, was of another mind and saw the work as proof that jazz could sustain complex, multi-movement architectures. By the time Ellington revised and re-recorded the work in 1958, Thanks to the work of Schuller and others, perspectives had changed and critics and audiences were more accepting of the idea that jazz could be high art. Black, Brown and Beige is a three-movement suite examining three eras of African-American history. Black focuses on African origins, slavery, spiritual life and endurance. Brown honours those black soldiers who fought for America from the Revolutionary War through to World War II in the hope that fighting for freedom would result in equality. The final movement, Beige, explores the search for identity in modern America, ending with a reminder that structural segregation is a blot that continues to diminish the potential of black American lives. Next week, well, I was so taken with the music of Nikolai Kapustin that I'm going to devote a whole episode to his music. I'll be playing three works, his Piano Concerto No. 4, his Piano Sonata No. 2, and his 1987 Chamber Symphony. Until then, here's the Duke Ellington Orchestra with their 1958 recording of Black, Brown and Beige. Thank you.
God Almighty, God above, please look down and see my people through. Lord, dear Lord of love, God
today.
presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord, in the house of the Lord.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.